President Reagan has tightened the screws on Syria. Chris Kelly has details from the White House.
The White House says the U.S. is taking additional measured steps against Syria because of what it called Syria's unacceptable and continued support of international terrorism. These steps include expanding export controls on security items like all aircraft, their spare parts, and technical information. Also announced an end to Syria's participation in the Export-Import Bank. The White House said U.S. oil companies doing business in Syria will be told their role is inappropriate and will be urged to get out. Syria has been on the U.S. list of countries that sponsor terrorism since 1979, and these new steps are in addition to measures already imposed restricting the export of military goods and technology. Chris Kelly, CBS News, the White House.
A growing business with growing information needs can use the IBM System 36 PC to run business programs created for IBM System 36 mini computers or programs written for the IBM PC. And up to 16 people can share information using IBM PCs or other IBM terminals. All for a price a growing business can grow to love. So see your IBM representative about the System 36 PC or call 1-800-IBM-2468 for a dealer near you.
Regular home maintenance can keep the cost of plumbing repairs down. So True Value Hardware Stores suggest you take care of minor plumbing projects yourself with their own master plumber parts and fittings. Hi, Pat Summerall to say even if you've never attempted home plumbing projects before, you'll find them simpler than you think, thanks to the directions on the back of every master plumber package. So choose from chrome or plastic drain tubing, replacement part kits, and more, exclusively from participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers.
President Reagan has defended secret arms shipments to Iran the day after he first revealed them. Speaking to a gathering of philanthropists in Washington, Mr. Reagan predicted the American people will back his efforts to improve relations with Iran and, as he put it, rejoice that it has resulted in the freeing of some of our fellow citizens. He insisted again, though, that the arms shipments did not constitute ransom for the hostages. America's allies aren't so sure. In London, British Foreign Secretary Sir Geoffrey Howe spoke to the Parliament.
In our view, concessions lead to more, not less, hostage taking. This government will not do deals with terrorists for the release of hostages. This is not an easy policy to follow. Sometimes it's agonizing, but it is right.
On Capitol Hill, congressional Democrats are lashing out at the arms deal. The Senate Majority Leader-to-be, Robert Byrd, calls it a major foreign policy blunder. Senator Biden of Delaware called it amateurish. Fluctuations in the auto industry are behind three new economic reports from the government. Industrial production was flat last month, but wholesale prices rose 0.3%, and retail sales declined by 5%, the biggest decline on record.
Most of that was in autos. If you take out autos, sales are up. Still meager 0.2%. What we're seeing now is not only a payback from the incentive programs that the auto companies had in the month of September, but also some pullback in some of the spending that was related to housing.
Merrill Lynch economist Martin Morrow. The rise in October wholesale prices was fashioned out of falling gasoline prices and sharp increases in food and new car prices. One person reported dead and three others hurt in the collapse of a bridge in Hanover, New York, 35 miles southwest of Buffalo. The 81-year-old structure collapsed as a large truck and a pickup were crossing it. One vehicle is said to have fallen 100 feet to the creek bed below. Another underground nuclear test in the Nevada desert, and the Energy Department calls it a success. The blast, codenamed GASCON, had a yield in the 20 to 150 kiloton range. 3 days from now, a group called American Peace Test says it plans to blockade the highway and entrance to the test site with a human chain to protest further underground explosions. U.S. and Soviet scientists have announced selection of three locations around the Nevada test area where the Soviets will monitor U.S. nuclear blasts. American scientists likewise will have monitoring stations around the principal Soviet nuclear test location under an unprecedented agreement reached last May. Now this.
And now, from the raisin capital of the world, Fresno, California, it's time once again for more fun-filled Fresno facts. Fact number 375.
If you took all the bath mats sold in Fresno in 1985, you could walk from New York to Miami soaking wet.
Fact number 82.
Fresno is so small, the fire department is a very big dog.
It's a fact. Something funny's going on. It's Fresno, starring Carol Burnett, Dabney Coleman, Charles Grodin, Gregory Harrison, and Terry Garr. Fresno, Sunday at 9, 8 Central and Mountain on CBS.
Do me a favor. Straighten out my wheels before they drive me up the wall, please.
Next time you need a wheel alignment, go to a Goodyear Auto Service Center. We know there are different alignment procedures for different kinds of cars, and we have computers that can help do them all for front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, and four-wheel drive cars. We guarantee the work for 6 months or 6,000 miles, whichever comes first. Just ask for the details. Do yourself a favor. Go to Goodyear.
On Wall Street now, the Dow Industrials up a little more than 5 points. Big board volume, 116.5 million shares. The communist rebels in the Philippines have suspended peace talks with the Aquino government over the killing of leftist leader Rolando Olalia. His supporters blame his murder on the military allies of Defense Minister Enrile, who's Corazon Aquino's strongest rival. Aquino has vowed to pursue Olalia's killers, as she put it, regardless of the cost in political terms. Christopher Glenn, CBS News.